Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Bring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this.
Right.
Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You some bitches, get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power, black power, black power. I am the national assistant of the New Black Panther Party. I'm coming at you up on our topic today. I know that we have this wellness and this beautiful thing that we've been really working out with the sisters as well as the brothers, but this also goes along with the year of the wellness. This goes along with the April 23rd, the day of action. The day of action, because we have to show and prove, as the 5% nation say, we have to show and prove about, you know, what is going on in our world and what's going on in our existence. Because we're the black man and the black woman, of course, this is our earth, you know, this is our world. So we really have to really contribute to what's the big phenomenon that's going on around us. You know, back in the 60s, you know, we asked and, you know, we begged and got hosed down, you know what I mean, by the police department hoses. And we got lynched from centuries on centuries on centuries. And I say this every week, and I just it just gives me a headache to keep saying the same stuff over and over and over again. So, in order for us to stop talking, we have to show action. We have to really get out there on this day in each person's city to really raise hell. You know what I mean? And I'm doing a disclosure. I don't mean hell like in the sense where we are being disruptive toward our community. I mean, no, I mean to bring a positive change within our community, because we've asked and begged for freedom, and we just constantly just, you know what I mean, and we never really got it. We got short-term freedom. So in the 60s, we were able to vote. You say, okay, you know, we're able to vote. Why do you say, okay, now you can vote three-fifths of a person. You're able to vote, and you're able to do these different things. And then along with the voting, you know what I mean, we never had anybody to come in to truly and really, you know, represent us as a people. You know, maybe the systems that be and everybody else that's, you know, not the color of the non-whites, of course, that, you know, are clearly being representative in the White House, of course. So with this day, we have to really, really, really get out there and show and prove and show aim. And do what we need to do. We have cities that have already signed on to this. We have the Atlanta, the mighty, mighty Atlanta. Then we have Jacksonville, Florida. We have D.C. on board. We have London. We have the United Kingdom. We have Newark. And we have New Jersey. And we have Trenton, New Jersey. And then we have, of course, Philly, who definitely wants to sign on, and Augusta, and we have, I don't know, we have Newark. I mean, I'm sorry, not Newark, I said that already, but we have Norfolk, and we have Chicago, Illinois. we have Louisville, Kentucky, and we have St. Louis, Missouri, and Dallas, Texas. And, I mean, I want to know where Cleveland, Ohio is. We haven't heard anything from Cleveland, Ohio. Is everybody in Cleveland, Ohio asleep? I don't know. But we need to hear from you all. How about Columbia, South Carolina? Then we have Prince, George, Harlem, New York, Brooklyn, New York. We have San Antonio, Texas. All these folks are stepping up, and I'm just naming a few. Of course, we have more people that have signed on, but I'm just naming a few off the top of my head that we really have to get to sign up for this. This is not something that we can continue to play with. We can continue to play with our freedom. Y'all can say whatever y'all want to about the Arabs and all these other different cultures that are standing up for their freedom, but we as black folks have been the most oppressive of the bunch, but yet we just for some reason won't stand up. And this is a time and a place, it's here and now for us as black people or as Africans, you know, because or Nubians or Moors or whatever you call yourself, or Islamic or brothers or sisters and babies, cat, dogs, you need to stand up. And, you know, basically we have a war drumming going on. We have a show of force that we're not asking people to come into our city. We're not saying coming to New York. We're not asking you to travel 300 miles. We're saying start this up in your own city, your own local autonomy. We said start it up in your own local autonomy. We're not asking you all to go anywhere, but in your city. It could be in your neighborhood where you feel like you need to raise the divine powers of forces against the white man on this day, because justice is not just for us. It's not for us at all. You know, everybody comes to us every time we have a problem or something goes on within our community, such as if our children are dragged by the police and beaten or murdered and shot, just in St. Louis, they, you know, somebody was sounding the alarm there. Of course, they had three pigs to be shot, you know. And then the brother said he wasn't going back to jail, so he went out. Like, he took a couple people with him. These are the things that we as people, we just feel like lost and hopeless. So we have to begin to stop feeling like that. We can't just rely on organizations like the New Black Panther Party all the time. We can't just rely on the Nation of Islam to save us and the Hebrew Israelites and all these different, you know, the Socialism Party. We can't rely on these folks because, again, it goes back to what we constantly say as Panthers. We constantly say we are the people. And if we are the people, we are regular folk, just like everybody else that has bills, that has babies, children, unemployment within the household. Somebody in the household probably don't work. You know what I mean? We have problems with health care, preventative health, and all these different things that we have. We're regular folk, and we can only do so much, black man, black woman. We have to get out there and show forth. We have to really build on what we have. You know what I mean? Because we don't have nothing but ourselves. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, when I go home and look at my four walls, all I have is us. All I have, I can't call Obama and ask him to save me because he's not going to do it. Because, number one, how can I get to him? Does he? He's only, you know what I mean? He does, nobody cares but us. No one cares about us but us. So what are we going to do during this day? What do y'all think we should do? Are y'all ready? I want to know, everybody calling in right now, I want to know, are you truly, truly ready like you say you are? Because every time, a lot of times we organize these events and we start moving and we start shaking and we start pushing all these envelopes and envelopes and doing all these different things, there's no one to be found. Everybody calls out. So we're not saying it's up to the New Black Panther Party, because it ain't about the New Black Panther Party. It's about time is now. It's about, are you angry enough? Are you angry enough? on down to the child, the cat, the dog, and all these different entities, or are we angry enough as a people to really show force and do something? Or are we? Can we possibly pull this off? Or are you all ready? It shouldn't just always be one or two people. I know that in books and just within different ideologies of black nationalism, we constantly we read about three people possibly in a room talking and sitting down and go up on an ideal, and then once that ideal comes to the table, we begin to, make that ideal reality. This is the time. This exactly like all other things that we have done historically. If you go back to the Millions More movement, you go back to the Million Man March, if it was supposed to be a thing from the Millions More movement where we went into building our own nation, where we began to have all these ministries. So we have the Ministry of Health and Culture, and then we have the Ministry of Defense, and we had the Ministry of, education. But somehow and somewhere we have fallen short of that, brothers and sisters. And this just can't be a thing where we're just going out there and saying, okay, I'm upset. Okay, so we have to really build on this. We just can't let this lie. We can't just stop on this day. It's not just about this day. It's about we're moving forward into a whole new light. We have to go forward from this day today. We need to leave with knowing that there has to be some type of a change. We have to do our change as a people. And for some reason, we are not proving that. We're not showing that we have the ability. And what I will say is that people are interested in building. However, I just want to see us to commit before I leave this earth. I want to see some type of freedom. Again, before I leave this earth, I would like to see some type of freedom. Some type of freedom. We might not get the complete freedom or the complete constructive change that we deserve, but I want to see some type of freedom, some type of an effort, not just planning, because we are in the planning stages, of course, of creating, and this is what this day is about. Okay, so we shouldn't just start with this day, but this is when we're going to all get together locally. And then from that local aspect of the day of action, notice I said action. I didn't say a day of bullshit. I said a day of action. So if it's going to be a day of action, we can begin to go into the plans of sitting down at the table and organizing a strict plan, because we already have those plans. We just have to put them into action, and we have to build. When are we really going to be serious about that? And that, I just want people, when they call in, I don't want to hear no talk about, well, what y'all going to do? I want to know, what are you going to do? Because we always going back to saying that we always want to change. I mean, we always want to talk about change, but we don't want to really die for that change. We don't want to really put no blood in, put no type of work in. We just talk about change, but then just still be, dealing with the roles that we've been had. We're comfortable. See, during this stage of the game, I've noticed that a lot of us are quitting. Oh, my God, a lot of us are starting to quit because we actually have to do work now. We can't just sit around anymore as a people. It ain't just about the New Black Panther Party. I'm talking to all of us, okay? And also what I've noticed, I'll give y'all some examples. I'm on my Facebook. People have texted me. I got one text where someone told me that they was a God, which is great. If you're a God, okay, a God believes and knows in change. A God really illuminates change. A God will get out there and push himself to change. A God doesn't just wait on a position. I don't understand some of us who feel like we should have this big old position, or we should be this, just this big old person, and how do we identify a position? I mean, it doesn't matter. I don't care if you are a Panther. I don't care if you are a you was with the Black Liberation Army. I don't care what you're with. We're saying to come on out. That's what we're talking about. So it makes sense to me to fuck titles. Who gives a damn about what title you feel like you deserve in this movement? I mean, I was appalled by how some of us really think. That's why I don't really understand. Most of us do not understand what Black nationalism is and what freedom is and how and what it would take for us to obtain freedom and how are we going to get it. We need to start with this day. That's why we have to go out here and do what we need to do as a people. That's what we have to do as a people, and we have to really be serious about this. We can't anymore waste any more time. We just can't do it. It's selfish of us to keep lying to our children and telling our children that it's going to get better if we don't do anything. It's not going to get any better, brothers and sisters, just because someone pats us on the back and says, hey, it's going to get better. Because now it's at the level of, okay, for example, let me go into this. This is what I want to talk about as well. Because we talk about reparations. We talk about we deserve reparations as a people. And of course we do. We deserve it all. What exactly is reparations? What do you think we should do with the reparations piece of it? Because we're saying, if we say reparation, does that mean somebody should give you $1,000? Do you think that someone should give you a Cadillac? I mean, what exactly, when we say reparations, what type of reparations do you think we should get? Black Power, I have my co-host on the phone. I'm going to let her introduce herself for tonight because this is Sister's Night, right? So, Black Power Queen.
Black Power, National Assistant. Black Power, everyone. This is Sister Chrissy, the local chairwoman of the Black Panther Party in New York City.
Yes, ma'am. So, basically, I posed the question of I was talking about how we can go about, like, you know, I talked about the 23rd, and that's something that we have to do, but we have to begin to also sit down and discuss what type of reparations, you know, because these are the things that also should be brought to the table upon the 23rd. You know, what type of reparations? You know, what do you think? You know, in your opinion, I'm asking you because you're my co-host tonight. In your humble opinion, when we discuss reparations, what do you feel should come out of that?
When we discuss reparations, I mean, it should be given to one that is trustworthy. You know, maybe an organization or a collective of organizations that are trustworthy. Therefore, that we can have a bank that we may put it into, so we could buy our own land and our own schools. Because if we just give it to an individual person, you know, they have their own mindset on how they would utilize that reparation if it's in a monetary form. You know, I would much rather have a receivement of reparations and hopefully land, you know, where we can actually start to have something of our own. But if we give our own people, you know, monetary reparations individually, some might spend it on, you know, Lexus. Some might, you know, spend it on their house or a Gucci bag, Louis Vuitton shoes. And we need to come up out of that whole mindset.
Okay, so what else? I mean, so I'm just trying to, also we need feedback for this day. I mean, Queen, what else are your thoughts that we should be doing really on this day, though? Because we're going to have an agenda set out. We just haven't put it out. We already have one. But I just really want more feedback from the people, you know, what we should be, you know, focused on as well for this day, in your opinion.
on this day, I mean, there is so much to focus on in our black communities. You have an disproportionate, you know, rate of black men that are imprisoned. You have the AIDS epidemic. You have black-on-black, so-called black-on-black crime, you know, our youth dying in the street every day. You have fatherless, so-called fatherless homes. There is so much that we can talk on. You know, we have the abortion issue, such as genocide on our children. We have this educational system that's a desecration to our civilization. We have so many issues that we can really work on that particular day. You know, just about just look in your community and find out where, you know, and just find out, like, where is your heartbeat? Where do you see is the most important factor right now in your community? If it's violence, then target that. You know, go to some projects and speak to, you know, the young brothers and sisters, the Bloods and the Crips. You know, don't be afraid of them, because honestly, a lot of them are like the most humble people that you would ever want to meet. It's just the fact of going and speaking to them. You know, you have that. You have a single mother. You know, you might want to bring up some type of program on that day where you're providing maybe Pampers or something for, you know, a single mother. There's a lot that we really can do and address on that particular day.
Okay, Quay, well, let me tell you, well, tell us where you're from, number one, and just break down some of the epidemics that is going on that you would highlight in your city, because I know you're doing this. I know this for a fact. I don't even have to, you know, really ask you, are you doing this, because I know for a fact you are. So can you kind of tell, so people can kind of get an idea, because some of us, I've been getting, some of the questions I have been getting is basically, well, sister, well, what do we do, and how do, you know what I mean? So can you kind of tell people some of the epidemics, give people an example of some of the epidemics that go on in your city and where you're from and that kind of thing?
Okay. Where the epidemics that go on in my area, New York City, is, well, the one I'm going to particularly address on that day is the issue of abortion. You know, we'll be going down to Planned Parenthood and protesting right in front of that clinic, because that the form of abortion has killed over millions of African babies. So that's something that, and a lot of our people, you know what, if they knew that Margaret Sanger, a Ku Klux Klan woman, came up with this idea to commit genocide on our children, then a lot of, you know, a lot of our people would probably second guess, okay, you know what, I'm not going to go, you know, and have an abortion. So that's one thing that I particularly will be addressing, you know, on that day. We also have Kathy Black. She's a school superintendent. However, this lady has no educational qualifications. Nobody in the community doesn't even know where she came from. She made a very smart and subtle remark out of her mouth when they asked her, what can we do to reduce the size of the classrooms in the New York City public schools? And her response was birth control. So that right there in terms is saying genocide. So also, you know, we want to address that issue, police brutality. You have Ayanna Jones, a little seven-year-old girl that got murdered by the racist pigs in Detroit. You also have Sean Bell right here in New York. You have Amadou Diallo, Abner Louima. You know, there's so many of our people. Even the young brother from college that got shot, and nothing was done about that. Now, this is a young, educated black man. You know, all he was doing was having fun on New Year's. You know, pigs saw nothing but a black man and came and shot him. But guess what? They're off. Nothing's done about it. You know, what about Rikers Island? You know, you have detainees. I still don't understand the concept of how you're going to be detained, and you don't even, you know, it's not proven if you're guilty or innocent. All they know is, okay, you're awaiting a trial. Why should I have to now await trial in jail? You're automatically saying that I'm guilty. You know, even the plea bargain issue. The plea bargain issue. You know, a lot of our brothers are coerced to cop out to a plea bargain, which automatically gives them time. You know, and a lot of people that represent
more
them.
More time
because
than they
all
originally asked for.
You know, and a lot of our people we're poor, you know, quote unquote poor. A lot of us don't know our rights, unfortunately. So, you know, you've been in there however long and, you know, hours in this place being interrogated. First thing you want to say is, you know what, I want to get out of here. You know, so you're going to cop out to that plea bargain. Maybe expose a plea bargain on that day. Maybe, you know, teach your people their rights on that day. Maybe expose what the hell the purpose is of a public offender. You know, none of our people I ever seen got free yet having a public offender. Maybe, you know, address this, you know, the black family, the black love issue on that day. You know, young woman, young black woman, you know, let us get ourselves together. You know, let us, if we're going to repent of anything, let us repent of, you know, disrespecting our men, disrespecting ourselves.
Those are some good points, Queen. Keep going. Those are some good, beautiful points.
You know, I mean, there's a lot that we can definitely address. What about, you know, our sisters not loving who we are as black women? Mm-hmm. You know, not loving the fact that of our natural hair. You know, we feel we have to put weave in our hair or anything, you know, alter how we look with contacts and all these different things. What about the sagging issue? You know what, brothers, pull up your pants because a lot of y'all can't even run from the pigs when they come after you.
That's true.
And brother, for you to get away, you're going to have to run. For you to fight, you can't be pulling up pants on one side and throwing a punch with the other hand. You know, you already lost. So, I mean, there's a lot of issues that we definitely need to address in our communities.
That is true. Well, Quinn, we have a caller. Let's see who this is. Let's see. And by the way, callers, when you call in, if you want to call in, raise your hand by pressing 1, number 1. And number 2, I want to know what you're going to do on this day. I don't want to hear anything on the terms of you think it's dumb or you're not feeling it or whatever. I want some suggestions on this day of action. That's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear nothing less, okay? So before you get on this phone, I'm just I'm just not patient right now. So just, you know, understand that. So 111111, you're on the air. Action day. What are you going to do?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother.
Yes. I'm not so much going to criticize anything that we do when we organize any type of action, but I'm kind of confused because we get caught up, and I think, you know, our generation in particular, Generation X, we have a unique opportunity in this historical moment to change the paradigm of what's going on in this country, and particularly with our community, particularly with the youth. But we don't have no creative or innovative ideas to capture their imagination. We're losing the battle, and we talk about these secular victories that's not producing nothing in terms of our community. I live in a city where, you know, you're talking about the conditions that face our community from, you know, AIDS to police brutality. And it's only one thing that I think that we should beat the drum to change that. And we need to talk about poverty because all of that stems from that. The miseducation of a black child is a violent act. That's what produces that so-called black-on-black violence. But, you know, we get caught up into, like, these concepts of, like, day of rage or the day of outrage, which is a good thing, or day of action. Those are good things. But there's got to be a strategy and a plan, and we have to
right,
educate.
So brother, trying to cut you off real quick. What do you feel like needs to be done? That's what I'm asking you. That's what we're asking you, brother. I understand where you're coming from, but I'm going to need to know that.
I think what we need to do is organize the youth in a way that what we need to do is have a movement, like an abolitionist movement, the first movement that our people were involved in to eradicate slavery was the abolitionist movement. We need to abolish poverty. We've abolished poverty. We're abolishing the crime that the young black youth are wreaking on each other. If we abolish poverty, we can stop them from shutting hospitals down in our community. We should be talking about survival. What are we going to be looking forward to in America as things are changing with no jobs
exactly.
and we don't produce
That's
nothing?
True.
We can't
mm-hmm.
even grow
That's
food, some of us. So what
That's
I'm saying is
point.
That the action mm-hmm. is that the action that we should take is we should take a plan mm-hmm. of strategy. We should become more collective in our thought. We don't become
mm-hmm.
secular and individualistic in our movements
mm-hmm.
because it ain't going to go nowhere. We build our movements off of personalities and not ideas.
That's true,
and that's the
brother.
Struggle.
That, you hidden.
Our struggle
that's
is
true.
First and foremost.
So
our
true.
Struggle is first and foremost is a struggle
mm-hmm.
of ideas. And if we don't win
mm-hmm.
those ideas, we don't win our struggle.
Yes, brother. You're absolutely correct about
into,
that.
We can get into an intellectual. We can get into an intellectual conversation, and it won't go nowhere. We can keep addressing. We can keep addressing.
You're right.
We
you know,
keep
but
addressing.
Right now.
Wait.
We're just trying to be informative,
listen,
you know, to those that may not even have, you know, an idea yet on how to go for it. Now, you're correct about we should address poverty. Yes, we should address poverty. And if that's how you feel, brother, on that particular day, that's what you want to do for the day of action, then go right ahead. Perhaps on that day, you can institute an entrepreneurship skill training day for the youth. That way that when they graduate from school or even however old they may be at the present time, they don't have to wait for someone else to hire them, but they would have the tools to create their own income.
How are we going to give them the tools when we're not getting out in the street educating them? You got to
realize the whole purpose of a day of, brother, but that's the whole purpose of a day of action. The whole purpose of the day of action is what we're doing on the phone right now. We're calling people forward and saying, hey, this day is a determined day. Let's not procrastinate any longer. This day we must move forward. That's what we are doing, and that's why we are on this phone right now, brother. So, yes, you know, it's time
listen,
for talk
listen,
is over. Time for talk is over, and whatever
our
you see
is
fit. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, he said, find your place and get in it. What we're saying right now, brother, is find your place and get in it. You want to go ahead about the poverty? Then yes, brother, attack that issue, address that issue in your community. And if you have any information that you would like to share, you know,
wait,
to someone else to say how
so
we can
now,
go forward with that,
now,
we would appreciate
so
that.
Your phone is breaking
up
extremely. Brother, your phone is breaking up extremely. We're barely hearing you in and out. You want to hang up and call right back?
Same communities. We got to all attack poverty in one swoop. It's not, oh, you attack poverty. We all attack it. See, what we don't realize is that the reason why people are enjoying their somewhat freedom and liberations like the Cubans and other individuals is because they educated the masses and they moved on one theme. We're moving in different directions and we're moving in different themes. It's one theme, poverty. If you go back to the 1968 Kernan Commission report and we deal with that, if we organize the poor, like what Dr. King was trying to do, educate and organize the poor to eradicate poverty. We're dealing with the same issues that we were dealing with in slavery. We can't intellectualize this situation no more. It's getting critical. They're closing hospitals down in our community. Police, we got military helicopters in the community that I live in, which is North New Jersey. Let's be realistic here. We cannot intellectualize this situation no more. We have to organize.
Brother, we're not intellectualizing anything. I'm sorry, brother. Listen, what I'm saying to you, sir, is this. We are not intellectualizing anything. All we are saying is that, I'm sorry. Only thing that we are saying is this, is that there are so many issues to be addressed in an African community. A lot of our people right now, brother, what you have to, like, look at also is this. Look at this diagram. In our community, unfortunately, a lot of our people may talk about it. A lot of our people may even know about it. But who is really doing something about it? And that's
nobody.
How we're calling a day of action.
Nobody.
That's how we're calling
that.
A day of action.
Okay,
that's,
wait a minute.
Hold on,
I got another caller on the air, brother. Stand by. I'm just gonna mute your mic for just 1 second, and then I'll bring you back on. So hold on. 502-299. Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power. The national spokesman. Black Power.
Black Power.
I wanted to, let me first thank you, National Assistant and Sister Chrissy there in Brooklyn, for what you all are doing, for pushing April the 23rd, a day of action that was originally proposed as a day of rage against all of our ills, our oppression, and that which we have faced as a people. I have to say this, that everybody has a right to an opinion, but as it is said, opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one. We're not interested in anybody's opinion on what should happen and what hasn't happened and what this one didn't do and what that one didn't do and what this plan should be. We're talking about a damn day of action. We're saying to this, and I'm saying this directly to you, caller, because I know that you're on the line, so I'm saying this directly to you. And to those who think like you, we're saying this. We're saying that on this day of action, that whatever the issues are in terms of the community that you're in, because whatever we say on this line right now, regardless of what is said, when you open your door, there's an opposition out there, whether it be in white face or Negro face, there is a real opposition. There's a police force that's outside the door that is a real opposition. There's poverty outside that door that is real opposition. There are things that are in our community and areas around us that are real oppositions. And so on that day, we're saying by April the 23rd, we're here to mount up an offensive in self-defense. And so if you believe that it is best to tackle economics, or if you believe that it is best to tackle agriculture or education, or black-on-black violence, or white-on-black violence, or what have you, if you believe that is the best area to move on, then goddammit, we're saying move on it. Don't you bring your raggedy ass on the radio show, pardon my language, but don't you bring yourself on this radio show arguing with the black queens, and we're talking about a day of action, and our people are suffering in the streets. We're saying join on with us. It's not about one man, one movement. It's not about the national chairman or myself or anybody. It's about the rise of our people. And so we're saying, you're our people, we would hope, we believe, and we're talking to you in dialogue. We hope that you're our people. But don't bring yourself on this radio show or any of them radio shows and challenge us, the new Black Panther Party, who is involved in making something happen. Don't say that nobody has a plan, nobody has a program, nobody has anything going on, and we're presenting it to you. We're working on capturing the minds and hearts of the youth, using the entertainers and using the rappers and using those who can get the message across and using revolutionary methods. We're giving it to you, and if it's something that you don't like, then goddammit, make your own and do something on April the 23rd. But I'm saying this, you will not be allowed to be on this radio show spewing hatred, spewing propaganda, and spewing your ideas that are not rooted yet because you haven't tried them in the streets. These sisters that are on this line, these are Panther queens who are putting their life on the line behind the lives of the black men who are putting their lives on the line. And so either you stand up and you fall in, or goddammit, shut your mouth and get the hell out the way. Because in this hour, people who get with that coward stuff, your head will roll in self-defense. I'm telling you straight up, and this is not a threat to anybody. I'm saying in self-defense of the black nation, when you come on board with that foolishness, your goddamn head will roll in self-defense for the freedom and liberation of the black nation. So we hope that you would stand with us, black man. We hope that you would respect and protect the black woman and not go back and forth like some sissy and some coward on the radio show. Black Power, family. Don't take no more damn calls from that brother until he come correct. And you can call me and catch me anywhere where you see me if you got a problem. But you will not go back and forth from no Panther sister on no radio show. Let's move forward. Black Power.
Black Power, thank you, National Spokesman.
Okay. Anyway, with that said, everybody's entitled to their opinion. And as I stated before, this is one of those days and hours where the brother did have a couple of good points. But at the same time, we have to back up with action. And that's what this program is about. It's about action, not putting anyone down to better themselves or to better their own ideologies. We have to really set a new date. It's time out for that bullshit. We have to start a new era again. But Sister Chrissy, as you were saying, though.
Yes, Queen, I'm here.
You had a loss for words after that, Queen. I understand. I understand. But we have to move on, though. But you were saying, you was breaking down that how, you know, action and how, you know, we have to do it. You was breaking down within your community.
Right. And I was just, like, addressing the various issues that, you know, that we have in our community. And, yes, you know, the brother was you know, right, and saying that poverty is one of our issues. Definitely, you know, if your passion is for those that are suffering in poverty, hey, you have food drives, you have clothing drives, you have entrepreneurship training classes that you can give to the youth, especially, you know, let them see how to write out a business plan. Let them see, you know, how to budget for that business. Create something that they can actually sell, make money from. Also, job interview training techniques. If it's poverty that you're addressing, again, you know, I mean, these people, you know, they're the ones that are in authority right now, so we do, you know, go okay. to them for jobs. Teach our people how to handle themselves when they go to a job interview. What is the appropriate clothing? What's not? How do you create a resume? How do you answer certain questions? What questions should you ask? What's the appropriate way to handshake? And things like that, we could definitely address in our community.
Yeah, because we have to begin to stop being cowards and get out here and do what we have to do for our family. We do have to be able to support our family and support our youth. And definitely we can't make any more excuses. And yes, poverty is one of our biggest problems, but it's not the only problem in our community. We have
right.
clearly like 1,000 issues within our community. Yes, that's one of our biggest issues is poverty. Yes.
I mean, what
but
about
it's not just about money.
You know,
right.
Exactly.
You know, it's not just right. It's not just that. It's, we have lack of self knowledge. We don't have the education to get, you know, to get ourselves out of this predicament. A lot of us don't. Some of us do. But we need and lack education. You know, we lack education of self. We are unable to just really realize what truth is truth. You know, the education that we receive in the public school district, and then the whole point, if you notice, you know what I mean? This is what I wanted to talk about also. If you notice that while, for example, in everybody's community, right, if you notice, they closed down a whole bunch of schools in the black community.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
And then they took all that money and put it into, everybody probably has something new and big in their community. I mean, not in their community, but downtown. For example, in St. Louis, they build a place where they play basketball, like one of those super domes.
Yeah, Coliseum.
All these different
things. They did the
yeah,
same
they
thing
do
here
that
too.
In every city. They've taken mm-hmm. all the money out in our community and put us, and then trying to put us all in one area, which they call infinite domain, you know, land grab, and different
right.
things like that. That's an issue. We need to really push that agenda. We really need to make these politicians stand on what, you know, some of our people have voted. Not that I vote anyway, but that's not the point. But we have other people that has to be held accountable for not, you know what I mean, for taking monies out of our community, you know, allocating it to their own pockets. And just the whole general corruption, you know, with these politicians that are constantly robbing us and saying, hey, vote for me, and they're all good while they're running, and they're running around kissing babies, and doing what they have to do, but then once they get into office, guess what? They don't even know the so-called little people that help them to get into the office. So that is definitely something we have to deal with in our community. And I know we are, you know, of course, we is so-called, and I hate using the word consciousness because that word is really overrated, but we also have to, as a people, really to just understand that eventually we do need to start our own government. I know a lot of us are so afraid of that word, of us starting our own, like you said, our own land and our own government and our own reparations packing and things that we need to do, you know, as a people. But at the same time, while most of our people is a part of this hypocrisy, you know, and system, then we definitely have to expose this stuff. We have to begin to expose these politicians. We have to begin to expose the powers that be, the Illuminati, and all these different entities, because it's not getting us anywhere. The police department is not getting us anywhere. They're constantly killing us, and they're not representing us. It's the same old stuff. We have another caller, and please, before you get on this line, do not have a dead conversation about what we ain't got and what we ain't gonna do. So I want to know, what's your plan of action on this day, April 23rd, 904-705. Hello, caller, you're on the air. 904-705-85. You're on the air. Hello. Okay, I'm going to move on, sister. Let's continue our conversation. I'm not going to wait. As soon as I announce the number, I need people to respond. It's that day and age. Go ahead, Queen.
But, you know, you're right about that. And one thing that we could do as far as maybe a minimal step, but it still is a step toward it, we could create a political party, our own, very own political party. And that's something very easy to do. You know, maybe that day, we could go out and get a petition, have a certain amount of people sign that, yes, I want this party. You know, let's call it the New Black Panther Party or whatever party that you want to call it. But this
to
is run, our
put
own,
on the ballot. To put on the ballot. Right, I know what you mean.
Right, our own independent party where we can have our own politicians that, you know, and if it's coming from us, we're going to be real politicians. It's not going to be, okay, I'm smiling in your face today and saying this today, but tomorrow you don't see the product of what I said of yesterday. When it comes from us, you'll know that, you know what, let me vote for this particular person because they represent us. That's another thing we could do on a day of action.
Oh, someone actually is in the room. I don't, worldwide, he says about Charles Boren, about... he says that you can start one in your city, Freedom Party. Yeah, I know about. Yeah, we do know about that.
Yeah,
everybody, every city has that.
We know about the Freedom Party. Yes. The only thing is, you know, the Freedom Party's original intentions.
Mm-hmm,
sorry to
exactly.
say this, and not simple on nobody's
say original. Original.
But the Freedom Party's original intentions have been diluted, and it's been diluted because in order to have certain people back them, they had to compromise. And that's another thing that we have to get away from. When we create our political party, we're not integrationists. No way, no shape, no form is our ideology an integrationist ideology. So, cracker, y'all want to stay out. You know, if you want to donate, that's your business. But please don't ever think because you donated something that you would have a say in what goes on in our African community. And that's one thing that
exactly.
we as a people have to get away from. We must get away from that because every time we open the door and allow an integrationist ideology to come about, what happens?
Our voice get lost in the movement, Queen.
Exactly. Just like Malcolm X said, he said, when you add cream to the coffee, Every time you add cream to the coffee, all it's going to do is get weaker. We as a people have gotten weaker. Since we had integration, we wanted to compromise our damn sitting in a restaurant that had stale bread anyways. We wanted to go somewhere and sit on a damn bathroom toilet that probably got crabs or herpes anyways. No, no more of that. No more of that okie doke. We cannot continuously sell our people out. We must stand up and stand strong on our point. One thing I want to put out there is y'all can read the Monahan Report. It's something called the Monahan Report. Please read that, and you will see the whole purpose of this integration is nothing but bullshit. And we got to get away from that.
Yeah, but somebody, our people are always trying to throw in other folks' agendas. And we do have to get away from that. It's always somebody else's agenda, the Green Party, the Tea Party. Those are not our agendas, the Democratic Party. The so-called Republican Party is not our agenda. None of those parties that they have
none of that.
In progress is not us.
They all
okay, it's not
us.
For us.
They
but somebody always
want
to throw that in for some strange reason. I don't understand. A lot of us are integrationists, and that's something that we need to really sit down and discuss. And, yeah, caller, person in the chat room worldwide, yes, we know that it's not just about white members in the party. We know that the Freedom Party doesn't just have white members. They have black members. They have all kind of members, but it's not the black agenda, though. So at the end of the day, it's not for us. But I understand what you were trying to, the point you were trying to make. I got you. So we have to begin to just get away from that kind of concept. You know, again, April the 23rd, again, I'm going to tell that person, again, it's about our day and what we, not just our day, but what are we going to do? A day of action. That's what we're discussing. We're not discussing anything else. We're discussing that day, except April 23rd, once again. Not Green Party, not Tea Party, but what are we going to do? And Ben Ray down what you were saying, Quinn. I just had to, you know, say that. I don't know why we're always trying to be integrationists somehow. I mean, that just takes us away from what we want to be. I don't know if we want to be white or black, but, hey, I don't know. Some of us need to really go back to the drawing board and think about that. But you were saying, Quinn?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we need to go to the drawing board and think about that. And then one thing I want to address, too, you know, as I'm sitting here thinking, now, the brother said, you know, we should all rally behind poverty. But you know what? Poverty, like I said, is a major issue in our community. But you know something? These damn crackers, guess what? They don't have one strategy that they hit us with. They hit us with so many different damn angles. They strategize and they strategize well.
And we can't focus on one angle, though. And that's
no, we can't, because how can we retaliate?
We have to have different people. That's how they think. We have to be on different levels. We have to have people that's on the culture aspect of things, for example. We have to have people on the education aspect. We are a group of people. We are black people.
Yes.
We're Africans. We are not just one frame mind. We have so many. That's why we have so many issues. Because
exactly.
They're attacking us, and you're right, they're attacking us for so many levels. They're attacking us on the poverty end, the education end. They're attacking us on the mental end, on the spiritual end. You know what I mean? Spirituality,
that's
really
right.
Are attacking us, because if you're not a so-called Christian, a white Christian, you know what they're doing? You know what they're doing?
What are they doing?
They're making us. Yeah, they're making us to believe and to buy into the whole theory of a white Jesus. So
that's definitely right. Exactly. Like the Catholic Church, the Holy Order. That's the quote unquote Holy Order. That's what they call it. You know, that's nothing but white supremacy. You have the HBO, nothing but white supremacy. BET, nothing but white supremacy. Because anytime you got to have our people on television cooning and being damn belittling themselves just to be on television, that's white supremacy. All these
it
things.
Is.
You know, the New York City.
I'm co-signing on
schools,
what you're saying, bro.
Public schools in all states, mm-hmm. nothing but white mm-hmm. supremacy, because, goddammit, Christopher Columbus did not discover America.
Right. Basic, Lewis, and that's basic information. Even a three-year-old knows that.
Exactly. Lewis H. Latimer created the light bulb. Not no damn Benjamin Franklin. You know, all these things, they want to continuously teach us white supremacy. And every action, every even where we live, even in the projects, you know, they sat down and they strategized ways, you know, to keep us down, normalization of their database. They have to have certain ones of us on welfare. They have to have certain ones of us in prison. They have to have certain people signed up for child support, certain so-called single family houses,
foster,
because it's all part
of their normalization. And the foster care is retarded. The foster
yes.
care is slavery. It's complete
exactly.
slavery. And then
exactly.
what they're doing is every down start, it's like a, I don't know, is it an epidemic or is it fashionable to have a nigger child? You know what I mean? A star, all these stars going out all across the country, adopting these children all across the world. Why they can't adopt their own children? That's something that we need to discuss, too. We need to start adopting our own children. I know that we're broke. I know that. But we need to really start getting our own children. That's something
exactly.
that we need to discuss, too, as a black people. Because we need
that's
to raise
right.
our children to be black. Because they're getting to
exactly.
these foster homes. They are nothing but slaves.
That's
I'm telling
it.
You.
That's
and then
it.
They're broken from their culture. It's like training a dog. They look at us as dogs.
Yes,
and they're
please.
Feeding us as dogs. They're probably eating on the floor. You know what I mean? So we
right.
have to really start getting our children back and stop allowing them to take our children into custody. We need to really work on that concept, really, seriously.
That's right. That's right. We have to get our children back because the thing about it is this, that when they take our children, you know, they're very subtle and trick. They're the greatest tricksters ever, very subtle. You know, they'll act like, you know, they love them or whatever, but then guess what? They, like you said, they're not teaching them their culture. They're nothing but raising to be damn sambos.
Exactly. How to entertain them. You know
exactly.
what I mean? The way that they used to do the Black Panther Party, excuse me, in the 60s, is they would invite the so-called the Green Parties and all these different folk, environmentalists, used to invite our, you know, invite Nancy Huey P. Newton and all these other black nationalists communalist to these parties, and they'll throw these big parties, and they'll just have them there for entertainment. They'll walk in a room, and they'll start clapping, like, oh, I've never seen black men with guns. And that was, like, really great to them. They was, like, really, you know, entertained by that. You know what I mean?
Right.
They were entertained by our struggle. And, you know what I mean? Here we are dying in the streets. Here we are killing ourselves on top of that, and our movement is getting lost because
that's
we're
right.
so focused on entertaining white folks.
Yeah, that's
know?
One thing we need to address, too, on that date. We need to step to the damn entertainers. Lil Wayne, not by a little bit, but that's out of here or there, but we need to step to Lil Wayne, you know, Wiz Khalifa. All of them, that ain't doing nothing but damn cooning and spreading lies to our children. P. Diddy with his damn Ciroc and all of that. We need to step to them because
and notice all the rappers have to have a new wine or a new beer or a new
exactly.
alcohol, some kind of liquor in their hand. You know why? But every black person doesn't drink, okay? And we need to kill that stereotype.
That whole stereotype, exactly. You know,
oh, go ahead. Finish your point, because we only got
like
1 minute left. But go ahead.
Oh, we got 1 minute. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you okay? No, you're rolling. No, finish your point. No, I want you to finish your point. I just want you to be mindful this time, just in case it cut us off. We got to make sure we get in what we need to get in. Go ahead, Queen.
But you know that like, we can't continue to stay intoxicated. We got to stay sober and vigilant. You know, black family, we got to unite and just do what we can on this day of action.
Since when I said you had 1 minute left, I mean, you took like 3 seconds. But that's okay. So while we want everybody to email us at nbpphq@yahoo.com, please, on this day of action, you need to text us at 502-299-8530. And also, we do have a Facebook made. It's called a Day of Action, I think. It's called a Day of Action. So you can go onto our Facebook. If you go onto one of our Facebooks, Amir Sankofa or our national chairman, Malik Zulu Shabazz, or Sister Chrissy's Facebook page, and you will be able to pull up the new Day of Action Facebook. So, brothers and sisters, we really need to make this day, no matter what. And I want to read something from Marcus Garvey, if I could. It says, "How to kill an organization without trying. Don't attend meetings. If you come, come late. If you attend a meeting, find fault with others. Find fault the way you work with others. Never accept an office or an assignment. It is easy to criticize than it is to do things. Nevertheless, get sore if you're not appointed. Gripe and don't attend meetings. If you are asked to give your opinion regarding an important matter, say nothing. After the meeting, tell everybody how it should have been done," which we have that bad. Do nothing more than necessary. If other members work willingly and unselfishly, how that your organization is run by a clique. Agree to everyone said at the meeting and disagree with it on the outside. Get all of your assistance your organization gives, but don't give any. When everything else fails, blame your president. So no more can we blame our national chairman or the new Black Panther Party for something that doesn't go right. Because guess what? At the end of the day, it's on us to do us, to make us what we're supposed to be, the gods and the goddesses and the messiahs, which some of us like to call ourselves. We have to get up there and show up and stand up. April the 23rd, 2011. In your own city. We cannot waste any more time. Sister, do you have any last words?
Yes, and if anyone's on the line and you're in New York City and you're interested in being part of the new Black Panther Party and organizing for that day, you can contact me at 347-737-1809. That's 347-737-1809 or NBPP Brooklyn Chapter 3 at gmail.com. Again, that's NBPP Brooklyn Chapter 3 at gmail.com. Thank you, and Black Power.
Okay, and if anybody else, make sure y'all, again, I'm going to say the number, 502-299-85, if you are interested in this day of standing up for action. Also, you can email us at nbpphq@yahoo.com. Make sure, brothers and sisters, don't make a liar out of us and stand up on this day. Black Power.
Black Power.